You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
The world feels like it's on fire. The tech industry feels like it's on fire. But for the most interesting thing in tech today, I want to kind of take a step back and talk about a different issue. I was just leading a conversation for the World Economic Forum about how to collect data on the oceans. What is the data we need to help keep our oceans safe? That's why I'm wearing a tie right now. And it's not something that's convulsing Twitter right now, but it's one of the most essential issues in the world. Environmental damage is hitting the oceans in a profound way, whether it's acidification, buildup of plastics, overfishing. There are massive economic repercussions of that, massive consequences for global warming, potential consequences to the way we build our economies and rebuild at the end of coronavirus. So the questions that we're asking on this panel, which included heads of state, scientists, UN leaders, citizen leaders, was who can get the data and what data do we need? The ocean is this vast, unexplored, in many ways, part of the planet. But there are tools to understand what's happening, to understand where plastics are building up, to understand where fish populations are going down, to understand how temperature is changing at different levels. But how do you get all of that together? Well, you need collaboration and cooperation. You need the governments to share data that they collect at their ports, for example. You need companies that run satellites to share information about how fishing vessels are moving. You need the private companies that are out there on the ocean sharing the data that they're collecting. You need to set them up so they collect the most important information as they go. You need to empower individuals to collect data and then give them the tools that they can share it. You need to learn about local customs and what people have learned in communities around the world about the fish outside their waters or the health of the ocean. There's a massive and fascinating data problem, but it's also a collaboration problem, a platform problem. And it was inspiring that so many people are thinking about it and working on it, because we do need to understand our oceans if we want to have a healthy planet. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.